Hey everyone, welcome back to But Why Though Reviews. Today we are reviewing The Little Mermaid 2023. As always, I'm Kate and I'm here with Swara.
Hello, thank you for having me again. How's it going?
It's going well, thanks. I mean, come on, you're like you're the Disney live action like guy. Like you've seen them all for better or for worse. So of course
I will
we'd
say
have
I
you
have
on.
not, thank you. I will say I have not seen them all, but I trust other critics, but I do have strong opinions on these live actions.
Okay,
Yes.
so you are the person I know that have seen the most of them, because I have seen like three, two maybe.
Good, because most of them are terrible. Yes.
So that leads us to The Little Mermaid. It is a live action adaptation of Disney's classic princess movie, The Little Mermaid. They change some things up, which we'll get into, I'm sure, here in a little bit. But I mean, the synopsis is really straightforward. Girl who has fins falls in love with man with legs, decides to change everything about herself to be with man with legs, somehow unifies the kingdoms. Quick synopsis. Swara, why don't you kick us off by talking about your expectations for the film?
You know, I think I was just really in it to watch Halle Bailey as Ariel. I think that this was such a great casting, you know, from the get-go. She has such an amazing voice. She's acted before in shows like Grown-ish and other things. And yeah, I was just like really excited to see her. You know, Rob Marshall, I think that he's a solid director overall. I think that what I was trepidatious about going into it was, you might have guessed it, the CGI work, especially on the animals and Disney's fixation on hyper-realism in these live actions, which, you know, I have strong feelings about. The fact that Lin-Manuel Miranda would be writing some new songs for this live action version, and was definitely like, we'll get into all of that as we go along. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like Halle. I like her other work. I know that I was happy that somebody was casted who could actually sing, because I don't think that's really something we've gotten. Like, and when I say sing, I mean like Broadway style, belted out, like actually fits the musical arrangements that were initially given for these films. So I was excited for that. But overall, like, I'm not a Little Mermaid person. Like, my husband compromises more than I do. I'm not going to give up my voice and get legs and leave my family for a man. And I haven't liked it. There are a few iterations of it that I do like. But I was at least open to it because I like sea stuff. So I was hoping that the effects would be at least be good enough to keep me in. I definitely expected nothing. Like, the bar was in hell, essentially. So I just showed up to really do this review and at least give it a chance. So
and
on
again,
that,
that's understandable because most of the live actions have been terrible.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think a lot of the stuff that we got from it was not great leading up to it. Like, a lot of the initial shots, Rob Marshall did not know how to light black skin ultimately. You can tell that they put in like some vibrancy filters and up the contrast and quite a bit of the work in the final version, but the initial marketing was like just not good and really obscured Halle's face and her body, and I was not cool with that. And I actually don't like a lot of Rob Marshall's films. Was it Mary Poppins Returns, Memoirs of a Geisha? I think the only one I really like is Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago. Yeah.
So it is one of those things where but to go as we usually do, the things that went well, and I will start it off with Halle. I think this is the closest that we've actually gotten to a live action actress capturing the mannerisms and like the speech patterns of the original voice actor. And I thought that that was something that really blew me away, because when you listen to Halle's rendition of Part of Your World and some of the songs that we've seen before, there is a real embodiment of how you would have done it in voice acting, not just in physical acting. And I think that that is a piece that is really important whenever you're doing a musical, whenever you're doing Broadway. It's not just about acting with your body, it's about acting with every part of you. And I think that she had such a very specific skill set that allowed her to do that perfectly. And to be honest, she sounds like her tenor is the same as the original voice actress. Like it is like uncannily similar. And in that way, I think she really knocks it out of the park. And I think that there are some elements that she brings to it on her own. A lot of like the some of the notes that were extended and some of the larger range that she has that I think really benefit the film and some of those iconic songs.
I absolutely agree. She was phenomenal in her singing. And just like you said, what she did was she honored the original source material, what Alan Menken, Howard Ashman, and Jodie Benson, the original voice actress of Ariel, brought to that role in those songs. And she just was able to make it her own at the same time. And it was such a wonderful balance. I really enjoyed her performance overall. I think that while she had, the spunkiness and the tenacity of Ariel that fans of her have always loved, I said this in my review, she also brought with it subtleties of emotion and insecurity and fears. Particularly, like I will say, my favorite new song in this is For the First Time, which was written by Lin-Manuel along with Alan Menken. And she's able to convey so many great emotions, like with her voice, even though, like, it's in the context of the film. This isn't really a spoiler, it's like in her head. And yeah, I think that she just really shined throughout it. And she's like the real anchor for this film, as it should be.
And I think like my big surprise, because Hallie, I knew she was going to sing well. They had released, I think they released some of the songs before in a lot of the marketing. I was like, okay, now she nailed this. Melissa McCartney, I was extremely surprised by how good she actually was as Ursula. Like, again, this was an actor who was doing a lot of the voice work that you see in voice acting. And I found that one endearing. And Ursula's, like, as much as I don't like The Little Mermaid as a story, Unfortunate Souls is 100% one of the top tier Disney villain songs. And Melissa McCarthy bodied it. It was good. Her makeup was terrible and her costuming was terrible. But her voice and actually capturing, again, the cadence, the tenor, when to pause, when to speed up, all of that was on point. And I think that that is something that The Little Mermaid as a film has going for it that I do not think any of the other Disney live actions have going for it. They don't capture the music in the same way.
She is the best live-action Disney villain since Glenn Close as Cruella. And those
Oh,
orig-
yeah.
yeah, like those original 101 down, that first live action, that was terrible overall. But Glenn Close, you just watch it for Glenn Close and how she eats up the
Exactly.
scenery. And Melissa McCarthy did the exact same in this, just like leaning into the camp. That's what we want. We don't need something like too serious. These are like animated movies made for children. Just like be silly with it. And I love how silly Melissa was with it. And I think that, she did give some like empathy to the role that audiences latched onto, but never in a way that made you be like, oh, I want Ursula, in a serious way like that. You want Ursula to win. And she's still a straight up baddie, and that's
Yeah.
great. We just more of this, please, Disney. Please, just
Yeah.
lean into the
Well, and
camps.
the funny thing is, I don't think there was any empathy there. Like, she was just an evil sea witch who wanted to take her brother's throne and threw the daughter under the bus. And I think, like, I agree. Like, that is, like, you can just be that. Like, just be a villain. Like, you don't need anything to endear somebody to like them. Like, just have her belt out Unfortunate Souls and I'm with it. Like, I don't care. What about, or were there any other highlights for you that you really appreciated?
I thought Jonah Howard King as Eric was great. I think that what they did was they took this really bland role from the animated original and they add some more depth into it.
Yeah.
Maybe not all of it worked, but he is a great performer, actor, and singer. Like, even though his song, I was like, oh, is this really necessary? He like really delivered in that. So I think that what they did smartly with him was give like, more meat to the role of Ariel's love interest so that they could sort of partner together really well in those scenes.
Yeah, I liked him. He doesn't really, I don't know. There was something missing for me, but I think that it was just because they took like a really flat "This is a Prince" role and tried to give it depth, like with that song. And I didn't hate his song. I think what they tried to do was say, "Hey, these are two well-rounded character, or these this is our attempt at two well-rounded characters, so you can be invested in their romance." I just wasn't. I just wasn't. Unfortunately, I thought Hallie and him worked well individually, but I really wasn't bought into a lot of the romance of it, unfortunately. But again, I think that that just comes from like me. In order for me to fall in love with a story that is that fast paced, you need to make me highly invested in characters to want them to like be together. And I just didn't feel that way in this film. And I think a lot of it was part of the pacing. And then also, I think there was time spent on elements that we didn't necessarily need. I will say one of the other things that I trying to find like one more good thing to say about it, because I disliked this movie strongly. But I think one of the things that I did appreciate was some of the visual design of the mermaids. It's kind of a positive and a negative. Like, I actually thought Ariel was the least like aesthetically, like her top and her fin, like she was the least busy, but it also made her kind of the least interesting visually, because like her sisters had like extremely intricate tops and extremely intricate like fins and had iridescence on their skin, and that was really cool, especially in the water. And I think they let Hallie down by not bringing some of that iridescence into Ariel's skin, by not bringing some of those more I don't want to say eccentric, but some of those louder elements. And I know they were doing it to keep with the original way that Ariel looked, but it's kind of like, if you're gonna up all of the other mermaids, you should probably also do that with your main mermaid. So it's kind of disservice, but also something I did like of seeing the mer people in general. They all looked really pretty. So
Yeah, I suppose like on some of those particular mer people, the one who had, is a main character. I will say Javier Bardem as King Triton did not do it for me. He was
no.
so flat throughout, and I just
This
like,
is a
there was,
paycheck for him. Like, that's what it came off as.
I just like, he looked the part. I think occasionally when he was acting against Hallie, there might have been a hint of something there, but overall, he just wasn't giving anything to it. And that was like really disappointing, especially when you compare it to the original animation and King Triton as voiced by Kenneth oh, I forgot his last name, but wonderful voice actor, may rest in peace. Like, he had a lot of range in that film. Like, he was compelling to watch, but Javier Bardem just wasn't,
It's
unfortunately.
almost like he didn't throw himself into being that character in the way that made Ursula and Ariel work. Like, those two characters worked on screen because Hallie and Melissa cared about being that character and kind of didn't let anything keep them away from just going for it. And I agree. Like, I think Javier Bardem is like easily one of the weakest links. I would like to know if there are no Caribbean or Jamaican voice actors that they could have gotten to do Sebastian, is something I would also like to know. I didn't think
David Diggs got it
Diggs.
because he's Lin-Manuel Miranda's friend.
Yeah,
Let's be real.
I didn't like it. It's yet another bad accent. And there are multiple in this film. And I can't take Awkwafina, man. I can't. She's annoying. She's unbearably annoying consistently, and maybe one day she'll drop the black scent again and give us a performance like she did in The Farewell, or she'll keep it and keep doing it, and then Lin-Manuel Miranda will give her a rap song. And
Yeah, like that was the worst one by far. The so they took like literally just from the animation. Again, not a spoiler because the soundtrack is out. They took Scuttle, coming to tell Ariel, like, oh, the prince is engaged, like literally just that 1 to 2 lines, and they turned it into a whole rap song called Scuttlebutt, and it is just, it's terrible. It's just like, why did we need this? Like,
Also, a
it
scuttlebutt is an argument. Like, that there is a word, like, that is a word, and it
right.
means an argument.
Right. Like, what are we doing here? And I'm just going to say, I think like the parts that didn't work for me with this film, for the most part, had to do with Lin's contributions. I'm just like, he's talented overall, but like Disney keeps involving him in almost everything new they're doing. And I understand, like, he's no Alan Menken. I'm sorry. Alan Menken has a lot
He
of
doesn't
range. It
have
was,
range. He doesn't have range. He doesn't. He goes to the same chord structure, the same like beats. It is like you can take the music and take it from all of his films and then put on another lyric and it is the same. It's frustrating. It's extremely frustrating. His were definitely like when they unfortunately, when they stuck to the original stuff, it was good. Like when they actually did the songs from the original, it was good. When they gave us scenes from the original, it was good. And I think that that's where like I like live action should be inventive and be their own thing. But I think going into a classic, as much as I don't like The Little Mermaid as a story, I know that movie. I see it. If it came on, I would watch it. And I think that there were parts of what makes me sad is there are parts of this film that really capture it and other parts that don't. I think another one of the big misses is for me is the production quality of being in the water and being on land is so drastic. Like the set pieces are not good above land. The costuming is not good. Like at all for like anybody. It's very rudimentary and not detailed and not the caliber that you expect from a Disney film, in my opinion. And then I think you also run into like some of the weirder issues that like I like when it comes to colorblind casting, is that like this is the Caribbean and you still have a sugar trade, but the queen is black? And then like they're like we're just gonna zoom in on random ethnicities. And like we like there are historical contexts going on in here that just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right. And I think that, like, I am all for casting to talent. And I think the mermaids themselves, like, it doesn't matter. The choices they made to tie it, like, to have it be fantasy, but then have Eric tie it back to history and, like, all of that, like, pick a lane, pick what you're doing, because.
Yeah, the way I took it was that this is still a fantasy that is informed maybe by that history, but you're right. They
They
clearly didn't
showed
put any
maps of
thought.
the actual world, though.
Oh,
Like,
that is true. I
they
forgot
show
that.
he literally names countries. He
Right.
names things that they have been trading. Like,
Right. Okay, I forgot that part. Thank you for reminding
it's a big
me.
part of like their like romance is him showing her, and this is where Spain is, and this is Brazil. Like, yeah.
Yeah, they clearly did not put thought into that of they're trying to be wishy-washy with it in an almost sort of, I'll just say Bridgerton-esque way. But I think even Bridgerton put more thought into it.
It feels like
So
checkboxes. Like for me, I think
checkboxing,
like it is, hey, we need to have an Asian in the film. Let's make sure the camera pans by one in the background of this island setting. Hey, we maybe shouldn't have all white people on this island. Let's make them adopted. And like, and I think that there are like I think that there were boxes they were trying to check when they were building out that island that didn't necessarily pay off. Because it actually undercut a lot of the stuff they're doing. You could tell they were going for like a Caribbean feel and a Caribbean look with the music. And that is something that Little Mermaid did initially, but they just whiffed it. Like they didn't pick a lane and stick with it. Like, honestly, if you wanted to make it all fantasy and make it just informed by the Caribbean, you could have just made like Eric Caribbean too. Like there are just choices that I don't think were made with a purpose. They were made to fill boxes, and that's when I have an issue with it. And also, like, I'm sorry, why did they have to put Hallie in that ugly ass dress with that ugly headband? Like, I don't know. Like the out of the water, I just have a lot of issues with like all the choices they made. In the water, it wasn't that bad. I would like to know, Swara, Do you think King Triton has seven different wives to have his seven different daughters, or did him and one wife kidnap all those children and make them their daughters? Because it's the whole United
Wow.
Nations. It's the whole United Nations.
I think it was just like meant to be colorblind casting that in the same vein as like the 1997 Cinderella, where you don't question why this black queen and this white king
Yes.
have a Filipino son.
But
You just roll with it.
that one
Right.
good. It's hard. It's hard. And I know that I'm giving it a lot of grief. It's one of those things where, like, I think
I understand.
when and I think it what hurt what sucks for me is that Hallie has had to deal with a lot of racism and harassment just for taking the role as Ariel. And so for you to kind of undercut her casting, like, why did you have to choose a white Spaniard to be her dad? Like, were no black actors available to being King Triton? Like, you have
Especially
already.
considering that in the Little Mermaid musical, like he was originated by a black man, like in the
Yeah.
stage version. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and was it Auli? The she
No.
did the mermaid
She did. She did.
live.
She did a Little Mermaid live, right? No,
Okay,
but this is like
yes.
the stage version on Broadway. Where,
Oh, okay, yeah. So, yeah, so like it is one of those things like you have already made the decision that made the people who were going to be mad at you be mad at you. You are making the choice to cast these role any way you want. Lean into it. Go all the way. Make it make sense within the world that you have created because the people who are pissed off are not going to show up to watch it anyway. You don't need to softball colorblind casting. You can just cast to color and make these characters like who you are casting. And I think that that is something that Disney consistently fails at. And
100%.
it opens the door for more criticism because they're not actually trying to do something with the changes that they're making.
They don't stick to it. They keep trying to play both audiences as much as they can. They keep
Yes.
trying to like win the racist back. No, just be like, fuck the
Just
racist.
do
Just
it.
like stick
Just
to
do
what
it.
you're doing. Like the kids are gonna watch it anyway. They're not really thinking about this.
Yeah.
Just yeah, I absolutely agree with you. They need to like have more deliberate thought into it and the world that they were creating. I think for me, this film still worked because of the performances of the leads and, you know, the chemistry that I saw that they had. And I still like really enjoyed it overall. I thought it was charming. I guess in a way, you know, I gave an 8 out of 10 on my review. It's just that the strong parts of it worked for me. And I
Yeah.
felt like, again, even with these critiques that we do have, still felt like it worked overall.
Yeah.
One of the better live actions for sure. I think as well, I want to go back to Hallie as Ariel for a second, is that what really did for me, like with the film, is that they made these tweaks in her storyline that I think for me worked and allowed Ariel to have even more tenacity and courage in her actions and deliberations in a way that I felt other live actions have sort of failed at with their
Yeah.
princesses. I will say, like the 2015 Cinderella, great, one of the better live actions, but I really hated in the conclusion of that. It's been several years now that they had Cinderella just be passive, like
Yeah.
actively passive, when in the original animation, no, she was fighting for her freedom, like from that tower.
Yeah.
And but no, it with this with Ariel, they do a lot more in a way that I think
I hear you
triumphed
there.
over that.
Yeah. No, I hear you
But I
there.
do, but I do agree, like more deliberate thought should have been put into the rest of the movie to make it as great as it could be.
Because, like, Little Mermaid, like, the mermaid and the Little Mermaid and Ursula are really good. And I think as we move into saying if people should watch it, I think that if you were a fan of the original Little Mermaid film and the songs in it, I think you should watch this because you'll hit it. Like, I purposely did not get up to use the restroom until Unfortunate Souls finished. And I was so glad that I didn't miss it because it's really good. And Hallie is really damn good, like vocally. And I don't just mean like when she's singing, like I mean when she is just talking. Like she hits the mannerisms of the Ariel in the animated film so dang well. Like you're not gonna find somebody embodying characters better than Melissa and her. Like that is just fact. It's just everything else that didn't work for me. And I think for me, like it's a five, and it's a five because of Melissa and Hallie. And I guess it's just like I'm not the audience for this type of story. Like, give me Beauty and the Beast. I did not like that live action that much, but like Beauty and the Beast, I was in the theater like the day it came out. I also don't like Cinderella. So like I love princess stories deeply, but the ones that hit with me. And so I think that for me, this was always going to be kind of that negative bias coming in. But I think if you do love the original, like there is so much for you to love from this film, and it is primarily because of Hallie. Actually, I would say her primarily, Melissa second, but like Hallie brings everything to this. And I think that if you're a little girl watching it now, like that's all you need. Like, you don't really need the other stuff. And I think that it's enough to kind of gloss over, kind of like you said. But yeah, I'm just not that audience. So for me, I was like, oh God.
I will say, like, one other note about Beauty and the Beast. So I think that both Emma Watson and Halle Bailey are the best live action Disney princesses. Difference is Halle can sing.
Yes, exactly. No, you're
Like,
entirely right. You're
I love
entirely
Emma
right.
Watson, but like she was auto-tuned throughout the
It
entire
was
movie.
really bad. It was really bad.
Yes.
I don't care who Disney casts as other princesses. I just think that Hallie has set the bar incredibly high. You better know how to sing. Like, I don't want another princess cast that can't just belt it out. Because I think like when you miss the music of a Disney movie, like that is what makes so many of them iconic. And I think that like that is what really works here. And I hope that Hallie's success and beauty as Ariel makes Disney be like, oh yeah, we can't just cast anybody. Like, we need to cast somebody with Broadway training, musical training, something that can go forward.
100%.
Yeah, so Swara, do you think people should go out and watch it? I kind of gave my opinion. What about yours?
I think people should absolutely go see this movie just for how, like we said, for Halle Bailey and Melissa McCarthy alone. They just have such great performances. They eat up the scenery so well. And I also gotta say, I didn't say this before, I really love the Under the Sea sequence. I know there have been
Yeah.
some a little shoddy CGI here and there, but I thought it was a beautiful display of ocean life. Again, David Diggs, Jamaican accent aside, he gives a pretty great performance, as well as in Kiss the Girl. And I love the underwater scenes so
Kiss the
much.
Girl was really good. Kiss the Girl was probably the best song that wasn't sung by Hallie or Melissa. Like it was
Yes,
really good.
totally. Yeah. So yeah, I say go watch it. Or if you don't feel like going to the theater, it'll be up on streaming as well, where you catch it there. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, Swara, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
Y'all can find me on Twitter at SpiderSwars, however long Twitter still lasts. And I'm a freelance writer for But Why Though, The New Arab, other web Nerds of Color, other websites. You check out my work on all those websites. Check out my written Little Mermaid review that just went up today. And I am a co-host of The Middle Geeks, a podcast that covers anything and everything in Southwest Asian, North African media, and where we give our takes on it. So please check that out.
Awesome. And you can find me at OmamithRandier on Twitter. And you can find us at butwhytho.net. Thank you.
Take care, everyone.